it's Brenda Barbie, and I've lived in Road since I was born in 1945. So this is a little bit about our family tree. My dad was John Sturgis, and he lived at Courton Hall. He was born in 1901, and he was one of nine children. He had an older brother who died in the First World War. And, well, he came back from the war, but he actually was injured and was taken to a hospital. And he's got a war grave up in Courton Hall Cemetery. Oh. So this is all the history to do with my dad's older brother, Uncle Harry.
So that's Harry Sturgis.
And so he had another brother, but he died as a baby. So he got six sisters.
Oh, blimey.
And he used to come walk down from Courton Hall to go to school here. Like they all did,
yeah.
You know, no transport, you know, just walked to school down here. And he lived there, and he worked on the estate, and he worked with the horses. Mm. Then he met my mum, who'd come actually in service to work at Courtenall House.
Yeah.
So he met my mum there, and they then got married, and that's when they came to live at Road. The youngest sister lived at Courton Hall until she went into her home. But because in those days the youngest one always looked after the parents, and so therefore never knew my grandmother. She died before I was born, and so Aunt Agnes used to look after my granddad. So when he died, then of course she was still living at Courton Hall. Well, then she moved out of the house where he lived, and she had one of the cottages sort of opposite where the phone box.
In Courton High Street. Yeah.
And she always used to help when anything was on at the hall. You know, when they got things on, she always used to go and help. But of course then, she hadn't actually sort of worked. Other work. So she actually got the job down at PSL in the canteen. So of course she used to have to come walk across to catch the bus to come down here, and she worked there. So she'd always been doing that, and she stayed there until she was two, and she went into Toast, one of the homes there.
Yeah, I know.
So we used to have her to look after. It was her and Alvin's mum at one stage after we lost the others. Anyway, my mum was born actually in Letcombe Bassett, which is Berkshire cum Wiltshire, down there. Mm. And she'd got five, she was one of five children, and she got four brothers. But her mum was left at 32 with four children and pregnant with another when her husband died.
Oh, God.
So that was quite difficult. But also, her mother was the eldest of 18 children. Although, because of the time she was born, I've got the 18 down here somewhere. There were three sets of twins amongst all this lot.
Blimey,
three sets
really
of twins, 1897, 1898, and 1899. So what a handful, let alone all the others.
Yes.
And quite a lot of them survived. There's an odd ones died when they were young, but one 23, one 15. My gran, she lived, as I say, it was Letcombe Bassett where mum was born. She did then remarry after that, and eventually she came to live up here. But in between stages, my mum, after sort of moving from Courton Hall, then she came here, and dad then went to Wolverton Works because he'd always worked with horses on up at Courton Hall.
Yeah.
But you know, with the travelling. So he worked at Walton Works all his life that I knew him. And they lived in the house. They must have rented the house at the back. I'm not totally sure then whether it was all one or it was two, because I can remember it as two. Because when my gran eventually, she came to live up here with her second husband. But in between times, I don't know whether you know, but Uncle Fred, which was Fred Sprouls, who lived up top end at Grafton Road, he was the youngest of Mum's brothers, and there wasn't much work because where they lived, it was all like sort of racehorses and training, you know, across the downs, and he couldn't get a job. So he actually came to live with my mum and dad here.
Did whereabouts in Road did your mum and dad live then? Or did they all those?
Mum and dad, they've always lived in the houses.
Oh, in the lays. Yeah.
But because I'm not sure then whether when they lived in the back one, not number 10 that I was born in and that. I'm not sure whether it was two or one, because at stages it's been two and then it's been one. And, you know, so I'm not totally sure on that. But because they had got a room, my Uncle Fred came and lived with them, and then he got a job at the factory, and he ended up, you know, one of the supervisors, whatever. And then he met someone who came from Schuttlanger, and they got married, and then they came, lived in Road. There's still the middle son. Actually, we didn't know, but he must have had a heart condition. He died when he was playing for Road Football Club, Keith Sprouls, quite young. And his wife still lives up Duffcote Road. So then after that, my gran must have going to come this way. But to start with, she lived down at Ashton. And then they came to... So that's my gran, and she's in the corner... As you go down Watsit, and like Pat Deans is there, and then there was just a bit of a porch bit over, and that's where my gran lived with her second husband, and that's me. That was back in 1946. So she lived in that, and then I can remember Mr. Cordy living in the one next door to it. And then I think after he died, whatever, the Atkins family lived in it once with loads of children.
Yeah.
And then Kathy and John Smith. And then Blythe. And then whoever the people are now.
That's right. But, so that's all in number six, because it used to be 6 to 8.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So as I said, that was my mum out the back, and that was about 1930s.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I'm not totally sure, because she's sort of halfway along there, whether it was two houses or one, I don't know for sure, but so that was us outside by the pump.
Because
my sister is 7 years older and my brother's 10 years older.
Yeah.
So there's some photographs of this was my mum, about 1935. If you look up there, you can see where you go up the side of Mum and Dad's, and that is sort of on, they must have had a greenhouse built. You can see Mum and Dad's house there, and across to the house, where it used to be a pub, and there's a flat piece.
Is that the pub which was Pat Deans number 4?
Yeah, and on that piece, that must have been where they had the photograph taken. Yeah, so...
Do you know what the name of the pub was?
I can't, no. I mean, it wasn't a pub that I can remember.
No.
My dad would have said, but unfortunately, other sort of things you don't take notes of.
Well, Pat said she thought it was a pub, but she's never been
there. Yeah, it definitely was, and that's where the barrel used to go down, and then it was all concreted over.
Yeah, that's
true. But, so that's where, we were all born. I married in 1929 and lived down at 6 to 8, the Lays. They actually rented the house, and then I'm not sure at what stage they actually moved to number 10, but Dad bought a piece of land along the Lays, which I'd always know as his garden.
Yeah.
I think what it was probably, he got in mind that he perhaps hopefully would build a house on that and that it would be there.
Yeah.
But then the war came and I came. And so in that case, that it didn't. So, but because there was no land with number 10, he had that as his garden. And I can remember playing down there with the brook at the bottom, and he built me a little house. And I used to go down because he grew a lot of plants, and mum made jam and all that sort of thing. So, but besides the garden, he also had an allotment. Which, and of course, the allotment was up where the
allotments are now.
The houses were being built now in Northampton Road. What I used to do, we never had a car, and because he worked at Wolverton, he always had sort of a free pass and so many quarter fares, as he called them. So if we went anywhere and the station was there, we went by train. We hadn't, naturally, my mum didn't work. It wasn't the days when mothers worked. If we went anywhere, usually for a holiday, it was mum's uncle, who was only about 3 years older than her because of all those.
Yeah.
He lived on the Isle of Sheppey in Sheerness, so we used to go by train there and then stayed with them. And my aunt used to come down to the seafront, bring us some sandwiches and all that. So it was a, you know, cheap holiday, you know, not whatever. As I say, Dad, he always liked his gardening. And so I used to go at the allotment. He used to have a bike, which we nicknamed Old Ada. Because it was a real old, what's it, bike?
Sit up and beg bike.
But it was very handy because he used to put his sack of potatoes on it to wheel them home. And of course, while he was busy on there, I learnt to ride a bike. I learnt to ride it up in the allotments with this rough old path. So if I could ride it there, that was it. And then when I was about 11, they did buy me then a proper bike. And that was a bit of a laugh, really, because my brother, because school in those days, there wasn't the top school. So if you didn't pass to go to Toaster Grammar School, you carried on at the what we now we call the primary. Yeah. So he was at school there, but he was always interested in sort of cars, that sort of thing. And he used to go up to Jack Martin's garage.
Yeah.
So, of course, he used to be up there. And, of course, unbeknown to me, my mum and dad must have asked Brian to see about and get me a bike, a new bike. So, of course, I was walking up. I was friendly with someone up in Holtway, so I used to walk up there because I was walking past, and all of a sudden I get this shout over from Jack, "Got your bike in?" So I didn't know anything about a bike. So, of course, I had to come home and sort of, what do I say about this? You know, because it let the cat out of the bag.
It did, yeah.
But anyway, so I had this lovely new shiny bike. So that was, you know, what's it? Thinking about the house and down the lays, we had no bathroom when I was first there. We got an outside loo and a potty in the bedroom. I don't remember it without running water, but my sister remembers no running water and having to get water from a tap, from a pump.
Yeah.
When it gradually came, we had the wash house was converted into a kitchen, and if we had a bath, we had a tin bath. I remember having it in the kitchen with the oven door open for heat.
Yeah.
My sister goes further back, and it used to be in front of the coal fire in the living room, sort of brother than her, in terms, whatever. Anyway, then, and the washing, then mum had I think it must have been a gas copper. And we had a mangle, so I used to do the mangling. And then in about the 1960s, I think it was, Road Factory used to make spin dryers. So, of course, my Uncle Fred, who then worked there, I think it was probably for the perhaps Ruby wedding or something.
Yeah.
We all clubbed together to get them a spin dryer, which was a real innovation.
It was, certainly. Yeah.
I can remember that. My mum and dad as well.
Yeah.
They used to move around the room, didn't they?
Yeah. Anyway, so that was in there. And also, at some stage, they had wooden coal fires. And then they changed it to gas. So it meant then that outside, where it was the coal and wood store, that was then converted into a bathroom. And we had inside facilities. So, and also outside on the map piece, my dad had got a shed, which he had there, which had all his stuff. He used to sort of repair shoes, make, do woodwork. And then my brother, of course, by then had got a motorbike,
yeah,
and then a motorbike and sidecar. So he made him a garage,
yeah,
that joined on. And a lot of all these things were made out of, like, sort of doors from trains. You know,
That'd probably be worth a lot of money now.
No, how we got them here to Road, I haven't got a clue, because, I mean, he would have got it through Wolverton, but as to how it arrived at Road for him to use, I haven't got a clue on that, but that's where our outside loo was, and then it was the bathroom there and the kitchen there. So, over the years, I'd say, things improved, but it was a very happy home, and we were very happy there, and, I mean, everyone, you know, no one took any notice then.
They were really surprised that it's in a conservation area now, wouldn't they?
I mean, and, I mean, then there were still the houses opposite, like where you are, the old houses down there, you know, all the various things.
The vicarage was cottages, the vicarage, remember all that?
That's it, the vicarage was up there, yeah.
And there were some cottages in front of that, wasn't there, just along the wall in the lay. So then there's three or four cottages.
The ones sort of more or less opposite your head. Yeah. Where the Dunkleys and that lived up along there.
Do you remember when they were demolished? What?
Sorry?
Can you remember the year they were demolished, roughly when?
No. No. When I was a child, because I remember people living in them, you know, before they went, you know. And I remember going up to things in the old vicarage in there.
Yeah.
When, you know, we used to have fates and things. We did have a photograph of my mum and me in a fancy dress and whatever, you know, up there. Anyway, so my brother, he went to this school all the way through, but Mary passed to go to Toaster. I was a borderline case, and I had to then go and do a sort of test exam thing at Toaster before they said you could go. So I went and did that, and I did get through. So then they sort of streamed you. It was A class, top ones, B class. You know, so I was B class. And then Brian, after he'd finished here, then did an apprenticeship at Wolverton because of Dad being there. And Mary worked at Adnitz when she left school, and then after Adnitz she went to the co-op.
We know that as Debenhams now, don't we?
Sorry?
We know that as Debenhams.
That's right. Now. Yeah, that's it. And then she went to the co-op, and she actually got married quite young at 19, because she'd met through my brother, because my brother also, he played drums. And he used to go over to Stony Stratford, and he'd take Mary on the back of his motorbike over there. And there was someone who'd been evacuated to Stony Stratford during the war. And of course, she met this another Brian, funnily enough. So we've got brother Brian and brother-in-law Brian.
Yeah.
And so because he was sort of on leave and whatever, so they decided they would get married sooner. So that's what they did. So then they moved out then. So, of course, then I was... Brian, he hadn't done his national service because he was doing the apprenticeship. So then he did it at 21. And he'd also met someone who was teacher training. So they didn't get married then until after he'd finished all that. So that was that.
So you was left at home to
because a lot of people think I'm an only one, because a lot of people don't sort of remember, you know, only certain people sort of remember about me, you know, what's it. Then when I left school, because my sister had worked at the co-op, and at that stage, no one went to university unless you were very clever or you could be a teacher, something like that. So I just thought, you know, what was I going to do? I hadn't got anything specific in mind. So I'd written to the co-op, because my sister had worked there previously, just to see if there were any jobs. And I was in the office. So I went to the co-op. And I worked there all the while till we got married.
Can you remember how much you earned when you first...
About £3 something a week. Yeah, £3 a week. You came out with, by the time you'd had your tax and that.
So did you do general office work?
Yeah, well, I started off at the bottom, sort of one post, you know, going all round to everywhere, whatever, and then gradually worked on all the various departments, because it was co-op, there was share department. They used to do mutuality vouchers where people, sort of pay a bit a week, whatever. And then I ended up on the wages. And then by then, it had come in that there was, before computers, but it was like mechanical. So then I was working on all of that. And it was fine. I was fine there at the co-op. But then the offices used to be in the arcade above the shops. But then they decided that, I think it was about the time when the computer was going to come in, they needed more space, different space. So they actually converted above Barry Road
school.
Opposite Barry Road school. Above the supermarket. They were going to do this as a supermarket and up a bit of the offices. Then, of course, it was a case of two buses in the morning. Because I think probably in those days, I mean, not many people have got cars.
No.
And because my dad had always travelled by train, possibly if my brother had been at home longer, I might have learnt to drive. But it wasn't something that, you know, you just caught the bus and
that's it.
That was it, you know.
Or the train.
But it was a bit of a fag then having to get the bus from here, because sometimes... If it was late, then of course it was when the buses all went up Abingdon Street. So it was dash up the arcade, go across the road, get another bus up there. But I stayed working there then until we got married, and then I decided that I would stop work there and see. And it was funny then, within a few months, Alvin was coming back from work with John Geary. And of course, Maria had got the shop, and they were going into, I think, the uniform and things, and she wanted some help in the shop, so because that's where I went there. So worked in Maria's part time and then full time when it was busy times, and so I did that until my mum started to get dementia, and so it had got really difficult for me to not. For my dad to come, and it was in the days when no one had a phone either. Never mind a mobile, they hadn't got a phone in the house. So, of course, my poor dad was up, got problems with mum getting her dressed and whatever, and he was up and down. And then I'd be in the shop and I'd see my mum going around the cot wall, and I think, oh dear, she's coming to me. So, in the end, I gave up work then so that I could. Look after mum, and eventually she did go into then it was St Crispin's, because not many old folks' homes sort of did that then, so she went into St Crispin's, and then so we were looking after my dad, and what we used to do by then, because he was getting a bit more frail, my brother used to come over and sort of cut his hedge and things, but in the winter, because he used to spend a lot of time here, but to save his keep going backwards and forwards, over the winter he stayed here and slept here, and then went back in the summer. So, it was sort of a joint thing, so it was quite nice, really. So that was fine. But then in 1985, that was our horrendous year, and we lost both my dad, Alvin's dad, my mum, plus unlimited numbers of aunts and friends. It was just one funeral after another, you know, and I think it all sort of told on me. And I ended up, I'd been put on tranquilizers. And then, of course, they suddenly realised about 1988, this isn't a good thing. You know? So, of course, I had to then, you know, go through withdrawal to get off of them, which was quite horrendous, which you don't think when you're on them, because I felt fine, you know. And, of course, yeah, the thing was, while I wasn't then working, I was doing a lot of church work, so it wasn't as if I was doing anything, but doing that in between. You know. So that was that.